Of all the things in this new age that are of benefit and are taking place, in the uniting of the ways, the opening of the doors for many more people to participate in the inner work, the revealing of teachings and guidance that hitherto has been reserved for the initiates and the few. Of all these things and many others, the most important and of greatest value for any individual and for all of society, growing as one body, as one being, uniting in harmony, is the development and growth of love. Within and through the individual, as this is realized, as a person becomes of this, of the nature of oneself, which is harmony, joy, peace, beauty. The greatest of these is love. And without that, nothing has a fullness of meaning. Nothing is completed. And so within this world and other worlds, within this age, within this time, and now as part of the greater work, is most important the development and growth of love. Beauty, kindness, harmonization of the ways, unification of the teachings, exposure of the inner works, redressing many of the imbalances of the past. All of these will take place normally and naturally when a person has greater love. And when one is attuned, when one's heart is attuned more and more to the work that needs to be done, that normally and naturally there'll be a greater respect between people, and there'll be a touching on of nature as oneself, of looking upon and perceiving, conceiving of another as oneself, all of one body. And so, if people more and more can focus upon the highest in relation to not only themselves, but all things within this world, then normally and naturally will be the development of the work as it expresses through them and is needed in their life. The higher that one reaches, the more one becomes unified in all of living. It's unified because one realizes and experiences it is all part of oneself, and one individuality is a mistaken perception. It's a grabbing on to identification, which is lesser than the unity of being. And the higher that one rises, the more one realizes, experiences, knows, feels, senses, tastes this, and is more willing to let go of the separateness, the illusion of separateness, and the identification of being separate and unequal as compared to united and one. This is the normal growth. The difficulty that one faces is in perceiving this in relation to all of the rest of the everyday world, and then integrating their activities within that larger or higher framework. And this capacity is developed not only through the growth in heart, but of the paying attention, of the attention to what needs to be done through giving, service, doing what inspiration, intuition, a sense and feeling of being guided to do in this world. And this takes place through the letting go of the illusion of separateness and the attuning and placing of the heart to the highest of one's own personal ideal. And as one does this, one grows toward it, and then unfolding again, more and more, greater and greater, higher and higher, one rises, and one gets a greater view and perspective of the whole of creation and what one is doing in this world. And this leads to further activity and acceptance of other beings, other people, and harmonizing within the framework of living. The development of love, the increase in the capacity of love, harmony, joy, and the unity of breath carries with it the work that needs to be expressed in this world. And this is what people of a mystic bent, of one who are harmonizing with themselves and nature, not only for their own benefit, but for all humankind, grows toward. This is the greater work of this age, this time, is to bring this forward consciously into the world. And this requires the evolution and the guidance and the expression of those people who can reach these goals. The purpose of many of the paths and teachings is to bring oneself in harmony with themselves and realization of what one is. In this age, there's the expression of the inner teachings that have been reserved for the few to the many. The sciences, the humanities, the arts, culture grows as its relationship between people grow, and so society is unifying there is a commonality of communication, as there is the unification and harmonization of businesses, as people are exposed to greater communication, as leisure develops, and we move away from an agrarian or hunter-gatherer society, we have more leisure time. And through this, it affords the opportunities to grow within oneself again and turn one's attention toward this higher and more real pursuit. In this age and in this time, it's extremely important to follow one's own guidance and intuition and feeling as to what to do to harmonize within the world, and how to promote those qualities, those ideals, those benefits that one feels that are greater and greater within oneself. The work is to help promote this. So, if there's the development and growth of heart and breath carrying this, and one's breath carrying to all the world and expressing, and the compassion, the growth of compassion, and the harmonization with other beings, not so much as competition, but in support, and then a person is much more willing to give of themselves and help of another, realizing that they're also lifting and helping themselves. This is part of the inner teachings and work. This is part of the inner realization that one goes through. And when one recognizes it through humanities and arts and sciences, there's the tendency to move away from the spirit so much. But when one goes further, even within those realms, then the spirit comes to the fore more. That sense of reality, that sense of unknowing, that sense of mystery, that sense and presence of something behind it and beyond it, that is beyond this world, that conveys the truth the person touches on. And this is really the growth of all humanity at this time. People who are engaged in the work, people who are part of the current work and effort, are to promote this greater development and the remembrance and feeling of connection, and that the spirit and breath is there, and that that love is eternal and ever-present, and the message is carried on the winds of heart. These are the things of work that one does, and this is carried and expressed through each person, each individual, as the highest of their ideal, and it's within the realm of their capacity and their intelligence and the guidance that unfolds that lets them express with the tools of what, you know, their abilities. And so each person has a work to do, and each person can follow that. And none are necessarily greater or better than another when one is working within the framework of doing what's needed at the present time. And so if you place yourself within that framework, you'll find not only what you need to do, but also you'll become part of the greater work and the current work. This is of high importance and great value. It carries not only the breath and harmony, but it carries the ideal of being into this world. It harmonizes with one another. It conceives of the next step. It gives birth to what the next realm will be. And so the highest that we can conceive and touch on and feel will become the stepping stone for the next development and growth. These things are brought forth through the activity, the feeling, the breath, the harmony, the mind, the intelligence, conscious thought and activity of all people who turn themselves to this endeavor. What follows is a natural result, is a natural effect of the increase in harmony, the development of love, greater capacity of joy in this world, the recognition of unity, and the being of this, are all the qualities and elements that are differentiated, such as the harmonization of the paths, uniting of the paths. There's a natural growth to that. When one rises higher and sees that unity, becomes of this, and one recognizes how all the paths are connected and the ways are connected, there's not competition. It's all part of one naturally. When one recognizes the balancing that needs to take place and how people have been put aside and how the growth of the priesthood has limited so many people, how exclusiveness has cut down on the universality of expression, then naturally will humans open the door for each other. And so the development of this breath of love, this being of love, the capacity of giving, is so vital to all of the growth in the future. It's not just harmony of on a material nature. It's not just the outer effects of science. It's not just business and global corporations. It's not just the unity of sports or the extraneous or the exterior communication. that's important, but rather these become the tools of expression of the One. And a person who's connected to this unity of being, who perceives and feels as oneself all that exists, who has an increase in heart, then he or she will do what's needed to do and will follow that breath and follow that guidance and express within the world. This is really your work and the greater work in this age, and now it's coming to the point where it's the outer work also. The most important thing that an individual can do is to develop that capacity of love and breath and follow the guidance and intuition of their own being. This is the greater work in action today. And we are, who are part of it, help promote it in all the ways that one is guided to do. This is just one. You'll find your own way and let it grow within you. And then step out on this, and you'll find that as you do, you'll grow higher and higher and rise in understanding and knowing, and the way will lead you in life will unfold within you and you within life until there's no separateness of purpose, and your activity will take part in this greater being, in the greater glory of all humankind, and the source of all that which is, and to which all comes back. This is really the greater work in its presence today. And I can go into all the differentiation and all of the specifics, but it's not so important as developing the capacity of love and expressing it in the unity of joy, harmony, and bliss.